to the disciple, "Behold thy mother," and from that hour the disciple took her unto his own home. Let's pray. God, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be here, God, and to preach your word. God, I pray that you'd help me, Lord, to say exactly what it is you want me to say, God. I pray that you'd touch and be with me, God, and we thank you for all that you do, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. We're going to be looking at Jesus' third saying on the cross. He's telling John, he's saying, he's talking to Mary, saying, "Behold thy son." And then he's looking at John and he's saying, "Behold thy mother." Wow. We're going to be looking at a few things here about Jesus talking to John here. First we see that John, you got to be close enough for God to see you.
Yeah.
Did you know John was the only disciple that was at the foot of the cross? John was the only one there, and that's a good example for us, because if we're gonna be seen by God, we gotta show up. We gotta be there. Amen. If God's gonna use us to do anything, we gotta come willing to do something. Amen. We can't just lollygag around and not show up for anything. If God's going to use us, we got to show up and we got to be willing to serve. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We see that he was the only disciple at the cross, and he had to be close enough to the cross to be seen. He had to be there.
Right.
We're going to see. We got to be close enough to hear him.
Right.
This is probably something that Jesus did not say very loud, and John had to be close to hear what Jesus said to him.
Right.
If we're going to hear what God has to say to us, we got to be close to him. Amen.
Amen.
James 4:8 says, "Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you.
Right.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded."
Right.
Amen. The Bible tells us to get close to God. Amen.
Right.
And he didn't just say that just because. He said that for a reason. And the reason is because if we're going to hear God, we got to be close to God. Amen.
Right.
And ways we can get close to God is by reading the Bible. Amen. And that is I believe that the Bible is the most important book in the world. Amen.
Right.
And we should start reading it like it's the most important book in the world.
Right.
Amen. And I believe that another way to get close to God is through prayer and talking to him. Amen.
Right.
It's hard to get close to someone if you never talk to them. Amen. And so, if we're going to get close to God so we can hear what he has to say back to us, we got to read the word and hear from God and we got to pray to him. Amen.
Yeah.
Next we see we got to get close enough for him to send you. Amen. John got a new family.
Yeah.
And when he got close to the cross, amen. Amen. When we get close, when we get close to the cross, we get a new family. Amen. We get a new church family, a new family in through Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful for my church family this morning. I love my church family. It's my favorite people. I love to hang out and be around people that I can talk about the Bible with and I can worship with. Amen.
Amen.
Next, we see he had a new way to follow. He asked John to do something he hadn't ever done before. Amen.
Right.
Sometimes God is going to ask us to do stuff we haven't ever done before.
Amen.
Amen. But lastly, we see the new friendship. Amen. He received the Holy Spirit at the day of Pentecost, which enabled him to do what God had asked him to do.
Right.
Amen. God will never ask us to do anything that he won't enable us to do.
Amen.
Amen. If God has asked you for something, he will enable you to do it.
Right.
He won't just give you something you cannot do, because God is all powerful. The Bible says through Christ we can do anything.
Right.
And we shouldn't, when God gives us something to do, we shouldn't go out and be like, "Oh, we can't do this," because God says he won't give us something that we cannot do, because he will enable us to do it. Amen.
Amen.
So we need to get close to the cross so that we can so that he can see us. Next, we got to get close to the cross so we can hear him. Amen. We need to hear what he says.
Right.
And we need to get close enough to the cross for him to send you. So he can, for him to send you to do what he has asked you to do. Amen.
Amen.
And we don't need to put it off. We need to do what he says, because
right.
God has give us the Holy Ghost to enable us to do what he has asked
Amen.
Us to do. God, and we, and yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
Number 4.
Go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 27.
Bless.
You're going to pray real hard for me, okay? I'm going to start by telling you what the saying is from the cross. Jesus cried, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" I'm going to give you a little bit of background here. I'm going to read you a few verses, and we're going to try to share the burden of our heart with you. Verse 41, we'll start our reading. It says, "Likewise also the chief priests mocking him with the scribes and elders said, 'He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him.' The Jews were always looking for a sign.
Right.
He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will save him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.' How true. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth." In these first 4 verses here, we find that his countrymen forsook him.
Yeah.
Those that were of the same nation as him gave up on Christ. They had no love for him.
Yeah.
They cast him aside just like some beggar. And they have no love for God in their hearts. But that didn't break Christ.
Right.
Notice what happens in verse 45. "Now from the 6th hour there was darkness over all the land unto the 9th hour." In this verse we find that creation forsook Christ.
Yeah.
Do you understand what that means? Jesus Christ himself spoke this thing into existence. The very thing that he put into being has now forsaken him. His creation no longer shines on him. There was darkness.
Yeah.
Suffering.
Yeah.
But we notice in verse 46, let's read that. "And about the 9th hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice." It doesn't say that he whispered. He said, "Eli! Eli! Lama sabachthani!"
Yeah.
This is the very Son of God. This is the very Son of God, the only begotten, and he is now looking through the heavens, looking for his own Father, and he says, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" He has never been separated from God. Ever.
Right.
This is a first for him.
Right.
He is suffering a pain that he has never been through in his life.
Yeah.
He's not only bore the sins of all mankind, he's not only suffering and bleeding and dying on a cross, but now his own Father has turned from him.
Amen.
"Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." These words he spoke in pain and anguish as the Creator forsook Christ.
Yeah.
There was nothing else that could have happened that would have been any worse
right.
for Jesus at this moment. Do you understand that Jesus Christ had always been there for everyone
right.
and had never been separated from the Father?
Yeah.
And now, for my sins,
yeah.
for your sins.
That's right.
Jesus is being separated
yeah.
from the very God of the universe.
Yeah.
What a Savior.
Oh.
Thank God
oh, yeah.
for my Savior.
That's...
There's nobody else like Him.
Amen.
There's nobody else like Him.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Number
yeah.
5.
Thank God. Who's next?
John chapter number 19.
Bless.
John chapter number 19, and we'll start reading here in verse number 28.
What?
The Bible says, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. And there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. Let's pray. Dear and Father, Lord, I pray, God, that you would touch, help, Lord, in the preaching of your word, Lord. I pray, God, if there's one that's lost, you'd save before it's eternally too late, God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here we see the very God of heaven, the one who, like Billy said, was the creator. He was the one that spoke everything into existence, the one who created the water and the streams and in the oceans. He says that he is thirsting. Now, I want you to notice with me the condition of Christ's humanity.
Yeah.
Now, he was not a divine man, and he was not a humanized God, but he was 100% God, and he was 100% man. Right. He was the God man. He was 100%, even though he was 100% God, he felt the pain of being a 100% man. He felt the suffering. He went through the pain and the agony. He did not cease to be God, but he took upon the form of flesh. John, in the chapter number 1, we see in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then verse number 14, he says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory and the glory of God, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. So we see here that he had no drink for over 20 plus hours. He took the beating. He lost the blood. He suffered through the heat. He suffered the crucifixion. And he says, I thirst. But I want you, we see here that Christ, he's been through the pain. He's been there. He's went through the pain and suffering. Have you ever had pain? So is Christ. Have you ever been misrepresented? You ever been misunderstood? So is Christ. You ever been forsaken by your friends? So is Christ.
Right.
Christ understands us because he's been there.
Yeah.
He understands our sufferings.
Right.
But I want to go a step further than that and say that yes, Christ suffered. Yes, he